This question actually comes up more often than you might imagine. And unfortunately, the answer is it's not possible to convert from a foreign domestic helper visa through to an employment visa issued under the general employment policy. You see, the problem really is twofold. Firstly, it is nigh on impossible to secure employment visa permissions for any kind of retail sales position in Hong Kong, simply because, let's face it, Hong Kong is driven by primarily a Chinese population, and the retail industry as such is serviced primarily by a Chinese population. So in principle, in our experience, it's been very difficult to persuade the immigration departments of the merits of issuing an employment visa under the general employment policy for any kind of retail position. So that's problem number one. And problem number two actually drives to the heart of the foreign domestic helper visa permissions that your helper is holding. You see, in securing the foreign domestic helper visa initially, she had to satisfy, believed or not, the immigration department that she was kind of qualified to be a foreign domestic helper. And so the profile which the immigration department has on her is in relation to providing domestic duties. So now if you were to go back to the immigration department and argue that, that notwithstanding, she is actually incredibly experienced in the design and the display of retail furniture in an Indonesian context, the immigration department, I think, would be loath to buy into that, anticipating that there may be misrepresentations either on the case of the foreign domestic helper visa application or, in fact, on this application, where you're now stating that she is qualified to undertake this retail job. I think thirdly, the problem is that retail jobs typically don't command the kind of salaries that the immigration department expects to see for provability purposes under the general employment policy. So even if the first two challenges could be overcome, you'd still be looking at paying this lady in the region of 200,000 Hong Kong dollars a month for the work that she's doing for you. Whilst that might be possible, I suspect you're going to probably struggle tremendously under the first two challenges that we've already discussed.